This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
We're back with hour number two of Ron Segi today, live all across the good old USA and around the world on this special Memorial Day weekend. I hope that you and your friends and family are having a great time, keeping, of course, your social distance away from one another, and remember those who made us free this holiday weekend. Remember what this weekend is all about, okay? On our show this hour is a country legend. He's a friend of ours for many, many years, and he's still at it. Mickey Gilley will be joining us on the show. Then comedian Mo Mandel will be here. He's got a brand new television show, pretty funny show too, and it's called Small Town Throwdown. You got to hear about that. And then we're going to talk about grilling this Memorial Day weekend with Chef Chris Scott. And that's all coming up this hour, live nationwide and around the world. We're going to pause momentarily, and we'll be back here with our next hour's guest, Mickey Gilley. Are you still under stay-at-home orders, trying to figure out what to do with your free time even after the lockdown is over? Then why not try World of Warships? With World of Warships, you can command a massive naval fleet featuring some of the history's most iconic war vessels as you prepare to dominate the oceans. Each ship is accurate to the original. Each battle will make you feel like you're right there. Each week, there's something new to experience with new missions, game updates, and events to keep you and your friends engaged for hours on end. Over 300 ships across 10 different nations. World of Warships currently has over 30 million players worldwide. To play for free, go to worldofwarships.com and use the invite code BOOM. World of Warships, a perfect balance of naval action and strategic gameplay. Check it out at worldofwarships.com today. And remember, use the invite code BOOM, the thinking man's action game, at worldofwarships.com. The invite code is BOOM, B-O-O-M.
Balance of Nature, changing the world one life at a time.
Thank goodness for the balance of nature. It just keeps me strong and healthy, and I don't have any aches and pains. I've taken so many supplements and all the different things they promise, and I'm like, I don't feel anything. You know, vitamins, protein powders, whey proteins, all this stuff that says it's going to do what it's going to do. But the balance of nature exceeded my expectations. I cannot believe how it has affected everything. So I am completely grateful for it.
Don't wait to see what getting over 10 servings of whole fruits and vegetables every day can do for you. Right now, Balance of Nature is offering free shipping and 35% off on any new preferred order of fruits and veggies. Start your journey to better health today by calling 1-800-246-8751 or by going to balanceofnature.com, and make sure to receive this special radio offer by using discount code USA.
If I sent a rose to you, how every time you make me blue, you'd have a room full of roses.
And we are back, live nationwide and around the world with Ron Segi today, and that is the voice of a friend of our show for many, many years. It's always nice having him on the program, and in fact, he used to come down often to Orlando, and we'd do shows at the Universal Studios in front of a live studio audience, but he's here right now with a lot of news, the man that keeps going and going and going, the urban cowboy himself, Mr. Mickey Gilley. Hi, Mickey, how you doing, my friend?
Hey, Ron, I'm doing fine. I'm having a great time with the urban cowboy music. At 82, I'm still performing.
I can't believe it. And I know the last time we talked, and I couldn't believe this, it was right after you got back on your feet after moving that couch and hurting yourself so badly. And then last year, I was shocked to hear that you were in an automobile accident, but now you're back on tour with Johnny Lee and things are good. But be safe, Mickey, whatever you do.
Hey, you know what? I should have been gone a long time ago. I lost my friend of mine that I worked with for 17 years at in Branson, Joey Riley. He died of colon cancer at 43.
Yeah.
And here I am. I'm 82, and I've endured heart surgery, brain surgery, back surgery. My appendix exploded, two airplane crashes, and then a car rolled over three times, and I'm still here.
My goodness.
Guess the good Lord is looking out up over me. I don't know.
Well, apparently he likes what you're doing because he's keeping you here to entertain all of us. I saw a picture of the car that rolled over and you actually sitting on the side of the road, and then you went into a campaign, I think, with the state police with regards to wearing your safety belt and the importance of it. Was that not the case?
Absolutely. The safety belt actually saved my life. When the car rolled over and it landed on this on the roof, and I'm hanging on the safety belt, my son released the safety belt and I fell to the roof of the car. And then had some people that stopped and they pulled me out of the car. And I was reading the window while I was sitting on that side of the road there.
Yeah.
It was a miracle that I made it through that. But it was a miracle, too, that my son jerked the wheel left when that guy pulled out in front of us, because we hit him on the left side of the car. If we'd have went right straight into him, I'd probably been gone, and my son, and also the guy that we ran into, would probably been gone too, because it was a 2016 Cadillac, and we'd hit him right broadside. I thought he was going to stop, but if my son hadn't jerked the wheel to the left, we would have hit him right in the side of his door.
I couldn't believe
it. We all made it out alive, and that was a blessing.
When I heard the news, I told everybody here at the network, I just can't believe this is happening to Mickey. Poor guy, in a matter of a few years, had so many things happen to him. But I'm glad you're feeling good right now. And I understand that Saturday night at the Deerfield Inn and Casino in Calgary, Alberta, Canada, you're bestowed with the honor of the Calgary White Hat, which is an extremely honorary type of presentation, is it not?
That was so awesome, you know, and I refer to it as like receiving the Stone Hollywood Walk of Fame.
Right.
That was incredible that they honored me with that, because they don't honor everybody with it, you know. I think Oprah Winfrey has got in, and I think the guy with the Rolling Stones,
Mick Jagger.
I think he got it.
Mick Jagger.
Mick Jagger. And I don't know how, and some presidents got it, but that was just awesome.
I understand the Dalai Lama even got it. That's pretty good company. A couple of presidents, Oprah Winfrey, the Dalai Lama. Holy man. Any apostles or anything like that got involved?
That was really quite an honor. I don't mind telling you. I mean, I've had a lot of things happen to me in my career. You know, I got to play for two presidents. I played President Ronald Reagan, President George Bush Sr. I got a star on the Hollywood Walk of Fame, and I got to do a lot of different things. I got to do a USO tour, which was very rewarding for yours truly, and all these things, you know, all the accolades are awesome.
Yeah.
You know, to come out of a little small town in Louisiana and have two famous cousins that I tried to follow in the music business, and finally, in 1974, broke through with Room Full of Roses. It's just been an incredible ride.
It really has. But you often said to me, it's amazing, not only with all the mishaps that you've had in your life, that you are able to, you know, live with two famous cousins who certainly are very visible and have the reputation of their own, Jerry Lee Lewis and Jimmy Swaggart, for those people who may not know that. Mickey, I go down the list of things that you've done. I'm just going to touch the tip of the iceberg, my friends, okay? This is unbelievable. 39 top country hits, 17 reaching the number one spot. ACM Entertainer of the Year, Top Male Vocalist, Song of the Year, Single of the Year, Album of the Year, Hollywood Walk of Fame. Appeared in, of course, Urban Cowboy alongside of John Travolta. Has been in television, Murder, She Wrote, Fall Guy, Fantasy Island, Dukes of Hazzard, Open, of course, Gillies. And the list goes on and on and on. Now you have Gillies in Pasadena, Texas, and you also have your Shanghai Theater in Branson, Missouri. This from a man who one time worked in a shop or
I did
something.
Construction work.
Construction work,
in Houston, making $1.25 an hour.
Yeah.
When my cousin Jerry Lee came into town with a whole lot of shaking, and that's when I threw my hat in the ring and made my first recording. And out of all things, the first recording I made was a couple of songs I wrote back when I was just a kid, you know, 1957. And one song was called Ooh Wee Baby, and one song was called Tell Me Why. And 50-plus years later, the Yoplait Yogurt Company used the song Ooh Wee Baby in a commercial.
Yeah.
And paid me $52,000 for that particular song.
Really?
Which, I spent $200 to record back in 1957.
Holy man.
I'll give you a little musical trivia right here, too.
Okay.
The guy playing drums on that recording session was Johnny Bush.
Was it really?
So I thought you might get a kick out of that, yeah.
Yeah.
He played drums on that particular recording session in 1957.
Isn't that amazing?
And in 1959, now, I had my first chart record in Houston, and the guy playing bass guitar and the recording session was Kenny Rogers.
Wow. Wow.
So,
unbelievable.
So I've been around a long time. I mean, I was there when Mickey Newberry wrote What Condition My Condition Was In. And I asked him, I said, what are you smoking or drinking when you wrote that song?
You know, I never knew that. I knew Mickey Newberry did the arrangement of American Trilogy, I think.
Yes.
But I didn't know he did that that song for the first edition. I wasn't aware of that.
Yeah. Well, Kenny recorded it. And when he played it for me, I swear, at the same little recording studio where we cut Room Full of Roses. But he came in one morning, and he had this 12-string guitar, and he said, what do you think about this song? And he did that song, What Condition My Condition Was In. And I'm thinking, where in the world did he come up with this, you know? And lo and behold, next thing I knew, Kenny Rogers had it, and it was a big record for Kenny.
Oh, yeah, huge, with the huge record.
Yeah.
You know, they always say that people have to reinvent themselves in this business. The thing I admire so much about you, Mickey, is the fact that so many people want to get in show business, and all they want to be is part of the show, and they don't know that 90% of it is the business, of which you know, okay? And a lot of the reasons, I think, is the fact that you have... hadn't really had to reinvent yourself because you stay close to the game. You know where your target market is. You know where the people who love what you do. And that's who you stay with. And I think that is a remarkable thing to do in this business. It's tough artistically, but
well,
you do it.
I tell you, what I've tried to do, I've tried to create a group together. Like, I got a seven-piece band, two girl singers, and I think I pay them quite well to travel with me, and I try to represent the music industry as close as I can to the recordings they've heard on the air. Because I think that's very important, you know. If they want to hear a Room Full of Roses, I want to do it as close as I can. Even though my hands are not working, I found a keyboard player that could play Mickey Gilley style, and not only does he play Mickey Gilley style, but he plays Ronnie Millsap and Neil Sedaka, and he plays, I mean, he's just a fabulous keyboard player. And so he's on the road with me, and I try to make the music sound as close as I can to the recordings. Mm-hmm. And I think that's what it's really all about. At the present time, me and Johnny Lee are doing some Urban Cowboy music, and we're starting to travel around the country presenting you know, the soundtrack and the film The Urban Cowboy. And we've been having a blast doing this, too. It's been a lot of fun.
You know, you said something about doing the song the way the people remember it, and that's so important. So many times, I think, an artist, they get tired of doing the song themselves, so they do it in an arrangement that makes them feel good, but the audience says, hey, that didn't sound like the song, and you don't do it that way, and that's a great asset to your show.
You know what? I try to do the song as close as I can to the recording. And I do a little spook on my cousin Jerry Lee every now and then. I'll do a little kickoff on Great Balls of Fire, and then I'll say, you know, shame on you. I said, that's a rock and roll tune. I said, but this is a country music show. And I said, you don't have any idea what's on the flip side of Great Balls of Fire? And, you know, every now and then somebody will say, you win again. And I said, you got it. And I'm going to do it as close as I can to his record. And the keyboard player kicks it off just like Jerry Lee on the piano. And we play the whole thing exactly like we, as close as we can to his recording, because I think it's a classic the way he did that song.
Oh, yeah, no doubt about it. Hey, Mick, can you stay around with us for a little bit more?
Oh, absolutely.
Okay, my longtime friend, Mickey Gilley. We're going to talk about the touring right now with Johnny Lee. If you get a chance to see Mickey in concert, do it. He's a tremendous act. And Mickey Gilley and I will be right back with more with Ron Sedgy today.
And if I took the battles, I would tear them all apart. If they're tearing up the roses, just the way you broke my heart. And if someday you'll be blue, and you could send a rose or two, don't send me a
You know what's really smart?
Wash your hands frequently, practice social distancing, and stay home if told to do so.
You know what's really dumb?
To ignore your immune system.
Right now, more than ever, your health depends on a strong immune system.
The experts at Immunocorp will give you their 7-step guide to immunity for life, free.
Why? Because we want you to be smart and healthy.
Simply call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com.
Immunocorp has been producing the world's leading immune system products for more than two decades.
To get your free 7-step guide to immunity for life, call 800-446-3063. 800-446-3063.
Be smart. Don't ignore your immune system. Your life depends on it.
Call 800-446-3063 or click immunityforlife.com. Immunityforlife.com.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did well. what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at stjude.org.
A one, a two, a one, two, three, go! Now the girls all get prettier at closing time. Now they all begin to look like movie stars. When the change starts taking place, it puts the glow on every face of the fallen angels of the backstreet.
I love that song, no doubt about it. That, of course, I just really do, Mickey. I have to tell you something, okay? For the past 5 or 6 years, I've been touring with memories of songs with a 15-piece orchestra and some backup singers. And I do that song in the show, and I dedicate it to you. And I have to tell you, that song goes over so well. People love it. I love doing that song.
Well, you know what? It's because it's such a true story.
Yeah, it is.
You know, I tell the story in the show, you know, because I was traveling at the time with Conway Twitty. I tell the story in the show. I said, I took the song out with me by the writer, and it was, he's strumming the guitar and singing the song. And so I played it for my friend Conway Twitty, because at the time Conway had more number one songs than he had on the planet, and I wanted to get his his opinion on what he thought about the song. I said, listen to these lyrics. And he looked at me when the song got through, and he says, no, I don't think you need to do this one. And I said, why? He said, don't you know the ladies buy the most records? Okay. He said, well, think about it. You're putting them down, talking about them getting better looking at closing time. I said, but let me tell you something, Conway. My drinking buddies will love this song because it's a true story.
Yeah, it is. It is a true story.
So I recorded it, and then the ladies started coming to me, and then it dawned on me that the guys started looking better than me closing time. So it works both ways.
I mean, the song just cooks. And your piano part in it, you know, you mentioned before you found a piano player that can play like you do. How did you ever do that? Because there's nobody that can tinkle those ivies like you, my friend.
Well, I'll tell you, after I had the accident, I went on a search to try to find somebody that could play that style of keyboard. Just so happens I went down and I played a show with my friend Mo Bandy.
Oh, yeah.
This guy was on the stage playing piano. And I was listening to him and I said, gee, my knee, he's a great keyboard player. So I walked over to him and I said, you know, if you ever looking for another gig, let me know, you know. Sure enough, I get a call from him and he says, you're interested in me coming to work with you? And I said, absolutely. I mean, he is just one unbelievable keyboard player. He plays the piano as good, if not better, than what I played.
Wow, that's going up there on the scale. Tell us about this tour with the Urban Cowboy Reunion Tour. That's you and Johnny Lee. By the way, how is Johnny feeling these days? He okay?
I think Johnny's doing pretty good. He's good. In his 70s now. Of course, I'm 82.
Wow.
We came up with the idea when we played Branson. We filled in for Mel Tillis. Of course, Mel passed away.
Yes.
I miss him, a dear friend.
Yeah.
And a great country artist, Mel Tillis. He got ill, and Mr. Clay Cooper called and said, would you like to fill in for Mel Tillis? And so I'm thinking I'm doing Mel a favor, you know, until he gets well. All of a sudden, Johnny Lee called me and said, you go do that show at Branson. I want to do it with you. And I said, this is perfect. And the people really got off to it. And so we said, we need to carry this and do it in more different places. So that's what we've been doing. And we've been having a lot of success. We played Kendler, Louisiana, the Cachado Casino, several weeks back. And they got this great big building there. It seats anywhere between 4,000 and 6,000 people. And I walked out and I saw this and I said, my God, who do they think they booked here? George Strait or Garth Brooks or what? We don't have a prayer to fill this place up. We sold out.
Did you?
It was on account of the Urban Cowboy music.
Yeah.
These people out there dancing at 25 and 30 years old, and they weren't even born when we did that film.
Yeah.
It's been 38 years.
Wow. That's unbelievable. Well, you know, but it's a legend. It's a cult type of film. You know, I mean, if you don't see Urban Cowboys, it's like not seeing a movie by the Marx Brothers. You know, you're really out of it if you haven't seen it, you know?
It's got some great music in it. Oh. Hello, Texas, you know, Stand By Me, Looking For Love. Could I Have This Dance? Don't It Make You Want to Dance? It's got all these tunes in it, you know.
Yeah.
The Orange Blossom Special. It's got some great music in it.
Yeah.
And it's such a variety, you know. And one of my favorite songs, you know, the Boss Gags, Love What You Did to Me.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just got some great music in it.
The tour, it's going on, but you're going to play some dates in Branson, too, from what I understand, over there at the Shanghai Theater.
I sold my theater to a group from China, and they wanted to keep my name on it, so I'm going to call it the Mickey Gilly Shanghai Theater. Fine with me, you know, do whatever you want to. I'm going in this fall, and Johnny Lee and I are going to be working together, and we'll do the Urban Cowboy music at the end of the show. And it keeps the band, you know, so they don't lose their touch of what we're doing, you know.
Sure.
The more you do something, the better you get at it.
That's right, exactly right. Well, in the days when you were playing Branson a lot, and it was the case with all the guys there at the time, Andy Williams, Bobby Vinton, Tony Orlando, everybody was telling me they loved the fact that you didn't have to get on a bus and go to the next town. You had the lights, the sound, everything down pat, and when the guys went up on stage, including yourself, you were rested, put on a great show. It's a lot different than traveling 150 cities a year.
Yeah, you're absolutely 100% correct, and I got to play golf every day.
Yeah.
I got to do the shows at night. I got to fly my airplane, and I was having a wonderful time in my life. But, you know, like everything, it all changes in time. I'm looking forward to going back in there the spring and the fall and having a great time with the audience. It's not about the money. It's about the music.
That's right.
What I tell everybody.
Yeah. Well, you know, if you're doing something you like, the money will come, they say. And I'm going to either see you in the fall or next spring because I'm going to be going up there doing my show, too. But do you miss not flying, Mickey? I know that was a great love of your life.
Well, I tell you what I did. Since I lost my medical, I put my son through flying school. And he has now got his license, and I can fly the airplane with him because he's legally to fly because he's got a medical and everything.
Right.
But he's a VFR pilot. Of course, you know,
wow.
I've got an instrument rating, and I've got a commercial rating, multi-engine rating. But I've got the knowledge. I bought a 182, which is a single-engine airplane. I'm back flying again. I made my first flight a few days ago from Philadelphia, Mississippi to LaPorte. I had to shoot an approach into LaPorte. And after 9 years of not flying, I did pretty good.
Well, you landed. That's but best that you can get, right?
Hey, any landing you walk away from is a good landing.
That's right.
I told the guy that I flew with for many, many years, I said, you know what? You taught me everything I wanted to know about aviation except how to crash. I learned that on my own.
All you got to do is say I landed, and hey, you're a success as far as everybody's concerned, right?
Man, I said, you know, if you ever have a problem with your landing gear, and call me. I'm experienced.
Well, I know you're a great flyer, great entertainer, but you got to do me a favor, my friend, okay? Never retire.
Somebody asked me the other day, you know, why don't I retire? And I said, you know what? When I fall dead on stage, you can say you died happy.
Right. That's exactly right. I once asked that question to Steve Allen, and he said, retire to what? You know, what's there to retire to when you do what you love? If you're working back on construction, you might want to retire, but not doing what you're doing because everybody loves you for doing it, and you love doing it. So that's a perfect combination.
I love to have the camaraderie that we have with the audience. I love to go out and do the meet and greet. I don't call it an autograph session. I tell everybody, look, there's going to be a meet and greet now. It's going to take some time. If you want to take a picture, if you want to say hi, you know, if you want to talk to me, I'm available.
Yeah.
And that's what it's all really about. And when they come through, you know, and they tell us, you know, they really enjoy the show and things like that, it makes me feel great.
Right, right. No, there's no doubt. Well, Mickey, you're one of the best in the business, not only on stage but off stage, too. I'm glad that we're talking. I'm glad that you're doing well. And go to gillies.com to find out everything, dates and everything about Mickey Gilly, GILLEYS.com. Gillies.com to find out about the tour, when he's going to be in Branson. Everything, as Ed McMahon used to say, that you want to know about Mickey Gilly is on gillies.com. Mickey, thank you, my friend.
Hey, I look forward to seeing you in Branson.
I'm looking forward
to it.
Okay, I'm going to be doing that. Thanks, Mickey.
You got my phone number. Call me anytime.
You can't get away. I'll find you. Okay.
Thanks, Ron.
Thanks, Mickey. Mickey Gilly's been our guest. He's one of the nicest guys you'll ever find in this business and a friend of ours for many, many years. And there's more to come nationwide and around the world with Ron Sedgy today.
If you have diabetes and you're on Medicare, Medicaid, or have private insurance, you may qualify for a new continuous glucose monitor. Managing your diabetes is crucial to your health. The new CGM can automatically and easily help you manage your diabetes more effectively. And by using a CGM, you can eliminate the one thing most people with diabetes dislike the most, finger sticks. Now you can automatically manage your diabetes and end the painful finger sticks. Solara Medical Supplies makes it simple for you to have a new CGM. We'll do all the insurance paperwork for you and deliver the newest in diabetic care technology right to your door. Take charge of your diabetes today with the help of a new continuous glucose monitor. Call now to learn more.
800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. 800-547-5331. That's 800-547-5331.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
On this Memorial Weekend, people are heading to the parks and beaches despite the coronavirus pandemic. Governor Andrew Cuomo said beachgoers were following the rules. But in coastal South Georgia, Tybee Island Mayor Shirley Sessions said some beachgoers wore masks, but not enough of them.
I think it's one of those things that is becoming a complacent situation, and I think that people are just thinking that the sun is going to, you know, kill any germs that may be out there, and they've just gotten a little bit forgetting that it's still very real.
Minnesota's governor is easing some restrictions in his state.
Starting on May 27th, places of worship may open at a 25% occupancy if they adhere to social distancing and other public health guidelines to keep congregants safe.
This is USA Radio News.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women.
I've probably noticed in the past 5 years that my eyes have gained a lot of fine lines, wrinkles, my crow's feet have gotten deeper. Wow, I was hoping for 5 years, but that's like what my eyes looked like 10 years ago.
That is really cool. Wrinkle gone?
It's easy. You just put it on your finger and go. Now I wish I had more down here because I can still see one wrinkle. It's bugging me.
I am a little bit emotional. Turning 40, I didn't think would be a big deal to me, but that looks like the me that I feel like inside instead of what I see when I look in the mirror.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com.
Houseflies defecate every 4 to 5 minutes, spreading diseases and germs. Protect your food and your health with Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic, no batteries required, only $39.95. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The USA and around the world, you are listening to Ron Segi today. New show that's on the Discovery Channel, and I'm really looking forward to this. This is a stroke of genius. Our next guest is a funny guy and a very talented one. You've seen him on Two Broke Girls, Comedy Central's Corporate, on Chelsea, Lately, Conan, The Late Show, my buddy Adam Carolla's podcast. Happy Endings, Modern Family. Joining us right now is Mo Mandel. Hi, Mo. Welcome to the show. Nice to have you here. I think this is the first time.
This is the first time, and thank you so much for having me on to promote this, man. I really appreciate it.
Well, you know, I was reading over the show, and I thought to myself, this is fantastic, because, you know, small cities get a bad rap, and we're talking about a show, ladies and gentlemen, it's called Small Town Throwdown, and the show really circles around some of the bad raps that towns get, and you're going to go into those towns and find out if it's fact or fiction.
Exactly. We're going to really let the towns speak for themselves for the first time, you know, because there's like this cottage industry of clickbait journalism all across the internet now. We see the dumbest town, the smelliest town, you know, the most boring town, the drunkest town. But a lot of the times people writing those articles have never even bothered to visit. So with this show, I actually show up and I let the community speak for itself. It's kind of a platform for them to throw down and show off how great they really are. And I'll tell you, it came out really good. I'm really excited, and I think the towns are probably going to feel pretty good about how we're representing them.
A lot of times, small towns take it. You know, you always think about Knee Bend, Indiana, or Elephant Ear, Connecticut, or something.
right.
Now, are these small towns, or are medium and large markets included in this list?
We're basically calling anything in the 200,000, 250 range, you know, technically a small town.
Yeah.
Although we do go to some much smaller and then, but nothing over 250,000. That's funny. I grew up in a town of 700. So to me, 250,000 is like a metropolis.
Sure.
But, you know, I guess that's, I guess when you're talking about America as a whole, that kind of is what we're qualifying as.
You grew up in one of the entertainment capitals of the world, Boonville. And
Boonville, right.
I don't want to be part of this, you know, cutting down thing, but where is Boonville?
You know, it's so funny you say that, because in Boonville, they sell a shirt that says, "Where the hell is Boonville?"
That's pretty funny. Well, where is it?
It is about 3 hours north of San Francisco in Northern California. And I actually have a claim to fame even within the town, because there is no hospital in town. This is a little clinic. And in my graduating class, I was the only person who could say they were born and raised in Boonville, because I was actually born at home without a doctor. So
really?
that was my little title that I could hold.
That's an unbelievable thing. You could carry that a long way. Now,
yeah, that's as rural as it gets.
Now, one of the towns that really is a sad thing to be noted for is called the town with the ugliest people. May I ask what that is, or you want to save it for the show?
Well, you know, here's another funny thing about these lists. A lot of times different lists will rank different towns, but oddly enough, one that I found, and I think, don't quote me on this because I don't want to get sued by them, but I think, is Travel and Leisure magazine called Sacramento the town with the ugliest people. Sacramento in California, the capital of California, which is so bizarre to me, because as a comedian, comics always talk about how beautiful the women are in Sacramento.
Mm-hmm.
And so I have no idea how they're on the list, but how insulting is that? You know, you wake up in Sacramento and you're like, oh, apparently I am a hideous monster, according to this article.
Well, I think that the town with the ugliest people, in my case, would be the town where all my ex-girlfriends live in a Sunday. It's like a commune. They all live in that one area. That's got to be the ugliest town there. But, you know, I really give you a lot of credit for doing this, because this is kind of cool, because I come from a town. Now, this show originates from Orlando, Florida, and I was actually born in Cleveland, but never lived a day there. My mother was just visiting. But I came from a small town in Pennsylvania on Lake Erie. The town was called Erie, Pennsylvania. And that took a lot of flack for a lot of years. Now, I don't want to say why, because a very famous football player by the name of Fred Biletnikoff got on The Tonight Show one night with Johnny Carson and actually mentioned that saying. And they just about disowned this guy. I mean, you know, they wouldn't let him come back to town. It was terrible, terrible, terrible. So I know how people feel, especially the Chamber of Commerce, when you get on national television or a rumor starts about a nickname for a town that's maybe undeserving. Or maybe deserving. You never know, Mo, you know?
Well, yeah, and the fun thing is we really try to do some investigating where we're there. So, like, we went to Appleton, Wisconsin, which is, by the way, I have been to Erie, and it's actually pretty cool. It's a fun town. I've done stand up there. But we go to Appleton. We actually interviewed the mayor, and we were asking him, why do you think your town was singled out? You know, and he had a lot of, like, ideas and theories. He was looking at, like, okay, Appleton technically has the most bars per capita of anywhere in America, but if you look at the facts, it doesn't necessarily mean there's more drinking. You know, it just means there's more drinking establishments, because they don't have different types of establishments up there, you know. And I took a ride along with one of the police chiefs up there, and not police chief, sergeant, and he told me that maybe there is a lot of drinking there, but they're obviously very good at drinking, because at their most recent, you know, outdoor music festival, they only arrested one person for drunk and disorderly conduct, which is amazing to me. Yeah. So either they're not a bunch of drunks, or they're people who know how to drink, like at the ninja level.
At the ninja level. Now, Lubbock, Texas, I mean, that's the hometown of a lot of music legends, Mac Davis, Buddy Holly, and that's called the most boring town in America. Why would that be the case?
Yeah, I don't know. It is funny, right? Because it's got this rock and roll pedigree.
Yeah.
But somehow, I mean, and that's a town that's been called the most boring by like a bunch of different outlets, you know. So when we were driving in there, I was like, oh, man, I don't know what we're going to find, because it's so flat. It's just got these kind of yellowy fields. And I think it's hilarious that their number one tourist attraction, according to Yelp, is a windmill museum.
Oh, geez. Well, maybe there's something to that name then. Maybe we're speaking too fast here.
No, but it didn't turn out to be the case. You know, we drove in and we were like, oh, boy, this is going to really be boring. But then what we found is, A, the windmill scene was pretty fascinating. It's like 700 different windmills all at one place, which was kind of cool to actually see. And then what we found is it's got this sort of, like, really Wild West kind of spirit down there, where they do a lot of things that, like, I would have never even thought of doing for fun. Like, but they actually turned out to be really fun. They have this sport they play there called meat judging, which is competitive timed events of judging the quality of giant hunks of hanging meat. I mean, how Texas is that, right?
Wow, I'll say. Yeah.
So we got to participate in that, which is like this bizarre sport, and I got to go to a rodeo, and yeah, I didn't find the place boring at all. I thought it was just like a really kind of different kind of fun that they're having down there.
Now tell us what you're doing with USA Today, because you are, first of all, I love this idea that you're going to Google AdWords associated with each town, because then you're kind of like buying up all of the headlines as far as the town is concerned. But tell us about this USA Today article that you're going to be writing.
Yeah, so each week I'll write, actually this week I wrote two articles for USA Today, one about each of the towns. And yeah, it's like I wanted the show to actually have, you know, it is a comedy, and there's a lot of fun in it, but I wanted to have, like, a real purpose, too, you know? So now when you Google, you know, any of these towns, instead of the first thing coming up is most boring or dumbest town, you're going to see my article, which I hope paints a much more flattering and more, like, fair portrait of what these communities are really like. Because the truth is, you know, as funny as it is to make fun of a town, that really does hurt its its economy, you know?
Yeah.
I'm sure Erie, Pennsylvania suffered from its reputation over the years, and so, you know, at a certain point, it's not a laughing matter. So I hope the show, in a very humble, you know, small way, can actually kind of help out a little bit.
Did you know the term that they gave it? Because I found out a couple of weeks ago that they also gave it to Cleveland, which I couldn't believe. Do you know the term that they used?
No.
Okay, I'm not going to say it because I still have family there. I'll tell you when I get off the air. Of course, they always rib Philadelphia. You know, the comics, and you should know this line. You know, I spent a week overnight in Philadelphia one time. But do we have an affiliate in Philadelphia, by the way, Delver, there? Just to make sure we got this thing straight. Now, have you gone to towns that you've said, hey, you know what, this is true? I mean, the town does have the ugliest people, or it is the boring town.
You know, we haven't experienced that yet, and I think that's just a matter of fact. We haven't done enough episodes to do that, and also we haven't, you know, we've been really thorough with researching the towns, you know what I mean? Like, we want to make sure there is really going to be something for us to find there. I do think, you know, if we do, I think that'll be a really fascinating episode.
I do too, yeah. So, that's why I ask. Yeah, I think so too.
Because the truth is, you know, even if a place turns out to kind of be deserving of it, people are choosing to live there a lot of times, you know?
Yeah.
It's not like everyone who lives in a place where you wouldn't want to live are destitute. You know, there could be there by choice. So even if it turns out to be a place I wouldn't want to live, it's not about where I want to live. It's kind of about, like, well, where do these people want to live and why? You know,
that's
and
right.
I think that's kind of fascinating.
That's right. There's no doubt about it. It's Wednesdays at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific Time on Discovery. The show is called Small Town Throwdown, a great premise for a show. And it's the brainchild and hosting of Mo Mandel. Very funny guy. Mo, thanks for joining us. And why don't you come back in a few weeks and we'll talk about how things are going. I would love to have you back. You're a great guest, big talent, and a great show, I think, on the horizon.
Well, thank you so much, man, and I would absolutely love to.
Let's do it, okay? And keep the towns happy. That's a great premise for a show, I truly believe. It's called Small Town Throwdown, and it's Wednesday nights at 10 o'clock Eastern and Pacific on Discovery, and it's host Mo Mandel. And there's more to come with Ron Sedgy today.
As a mother, you don't want to have to worry about this bill is coming, but then she needs this chemo. That's a decision you shouldn't have to make.
It's a huge burden lifted financially, and so it allows you to give singular focus to your child. I've never known a hospital that takes care of their patients so thoroughly.
That was the first thing I was like, how are we going to do this? When they told us that we didn't have to pay a single bill, I was like, wow. They pretty much have saved us.
It's like the world has been lifted off of your shoulders, and now your focus is supporting this child.
There is not another hospital like St. Jude. The patient care is unmatchable. It saved my life. It saved my daughter's life. It saved our family.
St. Jude Children's Research Hospital. Finding cures, saving children. Learn more at St.
I'm here with Scott Youseum, founder of OMG Tax. Tell us how your company helps our listeners out there who have a problem with the IRS.
My team of lawyers, enrolled agents, and licensed tax experts remove wage garnishments sometimes in the same day. We even have reduced the total debt some of our clients were required to pay through what is known as an offer in compromise.
Can you give us an example of somebody you help?
Oh, can I ever. We have taken a $500,000 liability with the IRS. Guess what? The client didn't pay a dime through the representation known as non-collectible status with the government.
If you owe the IRS more than $10,000 and you want to see if it's possible to pay a lot less, call OMG Tax right now for a free tax-saving consultation.
Call 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. 800-486-8112. That's 800-486-8112.
Has your body ever gone low blood sugar, feeling weak, shaky, knowing you better eat something fast? We all know high blood sugar can lead to many metabolic problems. At GCNteam.com, we have a healthy blood sugar pack, focusing on the structure and function of stable blood sugar. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Nothing feels worse than unstable blood sugar. Call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Advertising is simple. It starts with someone who has a need.
Mom!
And then gets more specific.
Mom, I want pizza.
Then we add urgency.
I want pizza tonight.
Before you know it, your GCN advertising message is reaching millions of listeners. Listeners who are definitely in need.
We want pizza!
You see, advertising on GCN is simple. Your message meets their need, and the result means new business for you. Tell us about your business, then let our super creative department go to work to craft just the right message to feed those who have an urgent need.
We want pizza tonight!
GCN has the most affordable national radio advertising rates, period. And millions of people listen to GCN radio programs on over 1,000 AM and FM and XM stations and streaming audio live. Get started today with GCN, the Genesis Communications Network. Just shoot us an email, advertise@GCNlive.com.
Saying around the world, you're listening to Ron Sedgy today. Our next guest is a friend of ours on the show, and it's nice to have him here. But, you know, I got to tell you, aside from the fact that he's been on, and I know who he is, and he knows who I am, it's easy to remember his name because I have two sons. One's Christopher and one's Scott. Joining us right now is Chef Chris Scott. Hey, Chef. How are you? Welcome to the show.
Hey. How you doing, Ron? Good to see you again, man.
Nice talking with you, too. Well, you know, Memorial Day is right around the corner. Summer's coming. Kind of a crazy spring and summer that we're having right now. But it's time to entertain. And if, even at 6 feet apart or 20 feet apart or 2 feet apart, what do we do for this to make it a fun, tasty grilling? Because I know grilling is your expertise.
Yep. It absolutely won't be like it was last summer. You know, we have the limitations about how we approach entertaining this summer, but it's not impossible. You know, we still got to eat, but I'm here to help, you know, navigate how we're going to put good food on the plate.
Where do we start? Because, you know, I'm a buffoon in the kitchen, so talking to somebody like you is talking like to Einstein, you know what I'm saying?
Well, let me tell you, you know, you always want to start with a great product, be it your produce or your fish or your meats. Getting your hands on the good stuff is always important. And I've heard, you know, that there are parts of the country where some cities are having shortages when it comes to quality meats. But I'm here to tell you that Omaha Steaks has your back for sure. Now, Omaha Steaks is America's original butcher. They are a fifth-generation family-owned company that's been providing the finest in premium all-American grain-fed beef and gourmet foods for over 100 years at omahasteaks.com, or you can visit the 50-plus locations all across the country.
You have to know what to do with these things once you get them. I mean, you can't just say, like, for example, if I got that today, and I'm going to, all right, it's worthless for me because I don't know what to do with it. Now, we need you to do that. So what do we do with it?
Well, you know, you can put them on the grill, for sure, you know, and you can season it up. And the kibasi, you know, you can put that on the grill as well. You can eat it like with some spicy peppers or, you know, a very strong Dijon mustard or relish or ketchup, however you see fit.
Okay, cool. Now, what about some unique, a special dish or special dessert? What do you do there, Chris?
Well, let me tell you about what I have that's really unique for sure. Now, I have some Wisconsin cheese here. Now, if you know me or if I come over to your place, I'm bringing a cheese board. Cheese board to me is like my calling card for sure. It's, you can put it on a table, and while the other things are getting ready, you know, you can really enjoy some unique cheeses. And Wisconsin is the state of cheese because Wisconsin wins more awards for cheese than any other state, region, or country. As a matter of fact, to even make the cheese in that state, you have to be licensed to do so. And the process is lengthy, but once you taste that product, I'm telling you, it's the best cheese that you'll ever, ever have. Now, what I prepared from that, I have a feta brine grilled chicken kebabs. I made some very yummy bite-sized bruschetta with fresh berries, some crumbled blue cheese. There's actually a cheese that's actually soaked in wine, a Merlot wine. It's incredible. Now, when you're shopping for it, you want to look for the Proudly Wisconsin Cheese badge. It's going to be on the packaging.
Yeah.
But you can also get it online at wisconsincheese.com.
I am absolutely fanatical about cheese. I mean, absolutely. I have, since a little kid, man, I could eat cheese 3 times a day, 7 days a week. I love it. I really do.
You and
do.
Me both.
Yeah.
You and me both.
Love it. You know, you have cooked for presidents, prime ministers, celebrities, athletes. And tell us about this kitchen that you started, 2016. And it was named the best new restaurant in 2016 by Brooklyn Magazine. Yep. Tell us about it.
Yeah. That would be Butterfunk, and that was sort of like an homage to my family. And we had 7 generations of recipes all the way from slavery all the way down to my children. So I was digging deep. You know, I reached out to a lot of aunts and uncles, and we actually got recipes and stories from my family and who each other were during those times. And the restaurant was basically based on that premise, you know. And since then, you know, we're actually doing a cookbook that will be out in autumn of 2021 that will speak on that. You know, it's mainly about the recipes from my grandmother's generation to mine, but it's also about my relationship with her and how she inspired all of us through her food, through her cooking, and through her love.
Do you ever let any of those recipes out of the bag because they're like gold, you know what I'm saying? And they're not
some of them, for sure, yeah.
Yeah, because you got to admit that you're talking about a lot of heritage. My mother,
right.
My grandmother were the same way, you know. Fortunately, yeah. My wife was able to inherit some of those skills, but boy, I tell you, it's a very difficult thing to pass on from generation to generation if the next generation don't want to hear about it.
That's true. That's true. You know, I mean, I give it to my kids. Hopefully one day they'll pick up the torch, and not necessarily in a professional sense, but just wanting to do something in their own home kitchens just to keep the family traditions going.
Yeah, that's great. Now, where can we go for more information, Chris, about these and a plethora of other ideas for not only the Memorial Day weekend coming up, but also for all summer long?
Yep, you can hit up tipsontv.com. for more information about everything that we've been talking about.
Now, as a season 15 Bravo Top Chef contestant, and your experience in this, you know, industry that is endless, does anybody ever invite you over for dinner, or are they too intimidated by that?
You know, they do, but like, they always feel like they're put on the spot. And I can tell you this, I can speak for me and every living chef on earth, is that we cook so much that if you invited me over and you made me a tuna fish sandwich, I'd be happy with that.
With cheese.
Sometimes... Yeah, like sometimes we just don't want to cook anymore. You know, if I'm coming over to your place, you know, and you just had a root beer and a bologna sandwich and good conversation, that's enough for me.
Boy, have you taken the pressure off of me, Chris. Now I might invite you over. Now I can handle the situation. Well, congratulations on all of your accomplishments, and please, this summer, don't be a stranger. Come on back and give us some great ideas for the remainder of the summer and into the fall. Okay, Chris?
All right, my friend.
Thank you so much. Happy Memorial
Day.
Take care. Chef Chris Scott has been our guest, Season 15 Bravo Top Chef contestant, and a very, very knowledgeable guy. Go on tipsontv.com to get all of the items that we were talking about and much more. And while you're celebrating this Memorial Day weekend, do one thing, okay? Remember what the weekend is all about. It's all about paying tribute to those who have given their lives and who have served so that we can live in the free country that we have and enjoy all the things that freedom brings to us. Remember that. We're going to pause for a few seconds, but there's more to come live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Segi today. Want to invite you to check out our website, which is ronsegi.com. RONSEGGI.com, where you can hear the latest show on demand 24/7. We're coming right back.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Let me ask you something. What are you doing when you put money in a 401k or IRA, or store jumper cables in your vehicle, or purchase health insurance? You're preparing. You're preparing to ensure you have enough money for retirement. You're preparing for when your car battery dies, or to have assistance paying a major unexpected medical bill. That all makes sense. The same goes for building a food storage plan. You're preparing for when emergencies or disasters strike and shelves go empty at your grocery store. The best way to prepare is with My Patriot Supply. They've helped a million hardworking Americans become more self-sufficient. My Patriot Supply sells hundreds of items, including dozens of emergency food kits, at MyPatriotSupply.com. It could be an earthquake, a cyber attack freezing our banking system, or a disaster that shuts down our power grid for weeks. For all these emergencies and more, get your supplies and prepare today at MyPatriotSupply.com. No more rushing to find empty store shelves because you're too late. Do it now so you're ready. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid, mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
You all know I'm a big believer in gold and silver, especially in a world of out-of-control government spending. Federal debt is exploding around the globe. Silver is up more than 25% in the past year, and many experts are predicting new highs in the coming years. For a limited time, my friends at Finest Note are making a deal for war fans, and I love deals. Finest Note has evolved over the past three decades from one of the largest rare coin and precious metals companies in America. I told my friends at Finest Note to go big or go home. They went big! Finest Note is offering up to 100 pure 1 ounce American Silver Eagles at dealer cost. The American Silver Eagle is the world's most popular silver coin. For a limited time, you can acquire a pure 1 ounce Silver Eagle at dealer cost. Here's the deal, folks. Throughout history, currencies have come and gone, but gold and silver have stood the test of time. Now may be the best time to acquire these time-tested hard assets, and there's no better place than Finest Note. Call Finest Note today and reserve 100 Silver American Eagles. Call now at 800-663-1929. That's 800-663-1929. Or go to finestnote.com.
That's going to wrap things up for Ron Sedgy today on this Memorial Day weekend. I want to thank you and all of our guests for being part of the weekend. And our guests include Lee Greenwood, Joe Montagna, Kathy Ireland, Bob Eubanks, Mickey Gilly, Mo Mandel, and Chef Chris Scott. Well, I hope that you're having a safe holiday weekend and a fun one, too. Get out there and have a good time after what we've been through the last couple of months. But remember what this weekend's all about, paying tribute to our veterans for the freedom that we enjoy. We'll be looking for your company come next week when we are going to do it again live all across the USA and around the world with Ron Sedgy today. Till then, I'm Ron Sedgy, hoping that you have blue skies and green lights.